Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Yeah, I watch Formula One. I love Formula One. I watch every race. I was lucky to be there in part of that world. I still work for the French TV Canal Plus.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Nathan Collins says he'll support any players who decide to take a stand against the upcoming Israel games. Jake Nume on what makes him special as the Corkman targets a senior debut. And Crystal Palace look for their first ever European trophy tonight in Oliver Glasner's final game. But first today, Ireland captain Nathan Collins says no player will be discouraged from taking a stand over the Boys and Greens Nations League games against Israel if they wish to do so. On Tuesday, a protest took place outside the Dáil against the FAI's decision to play the Ireland-Israel games in September and October. Earlier this year, FAI Chief Executive David Carell outlined the association's reasons for their decision to fulfil the games. The home match will take place at the Aviva on the 4th of October, with the away match set to be at a neutral venue a few days before. Collins was asked about it ahead of Thursday's friendly with Qatar.
What we speak about is hard to say because you need the whole group together, you know what I mean? But if individuals wanted to take a stand, we're not going to stand against it. We're not going to hold them back, you know what I mean? They're entitled to their own opinions, and if they're very strong about that, you know, then it's nothing we can stop them.
Jade Nume could be in line to get his first senior appearance against Qatar or Canada next week. The 18-year-old, who's yet to make a senior appearance for his club Benfica, was one of the stars of the Under-17s World Cup last summer. Nume missed the game with Grenada because of his club commitments and says life in Portugal is great.
But life in Portugal, it's been good. It's been a very good experience, you know. It's a very friendly competition over there. There is a lot of players, but each player tried to push on the next player that's in front of him. But yeah, when I was not told to come into the Spain camp, it wasn't a disappointment because me and the club had conversations and they knew what they wanted from me because, you know, it was outside the FIFA window and they wanted me to stay to play the final game to secure Youth League. So that was their decision and I just had to respect.
Nume then added, it would be a dream to play his first senior game for his country.
No, it's going to be amazing, you know. That's what I'm looking for anyway. Every young boy is looking forward for that anyway, so be good.
And you'll be able to hear live commentary of that Ireland and Qatar game on Off the Ball and News Talk and the Go Loud app from 7 o'clock tomorrow. Kickoff is 7:45. Stephen Doyle will be joined in the commentary box by Stewie Byrne. John O'Shea and Paddy McCarthy look set to extend their contracts with Ireland until Euro 2028. And on the green scene yesterday, Matthew Brennan and David Wilson said it was positive news for the team.
David Snaid is reporting in 42 that over the course of this international window, we're going to have a contract extensions for both John O'Shea and Paddy McCarthy.
I think it's very positive news. And I think as well, Paddy McCarthy is such a highly rated coach by Oliver Glasner. Paddy McCarthy has been kind of pivotal and central to everything good about Crystal Palace over the last couple of years, and he stepped in a couple of times as well to the main coaching position as well. And he seems to be really well liked by the players. He's done great work with Glasner. And John O'Shea as well, he's been kind of central as well. He really is Emerald Grimson's right hand man.
Yeah.
He's been there for quite a while now, considering he was kind of obviously the interim manager. I mean, it's nice to have that continuity, and I was thinking about this.
The exact word I was going to jump in with there, yeah.
We have an identity now. We have an identity in this team, and that is probably a credit to O'Shea, McCarthy, the rest of the coaching staff, and Halgrimson as well.
Hamer Halgrimson comes from a history, I suppose, of working in a duo.
Yeah.
And I imagine he's leaned pretty heavily, and I said this himself, on John O'Shea and the likes of Paddy McCarthy as well when he's first come in. And funnily enough, despite the big gap that we had between our two permanent managers, our last two permanent managers, there wasn't that much of a turnaround from when Hamer Halgrimson came in to when he actually had to take his first game. So having someone there, as you mentioned, continuity, like John O'Shea, who knows the players, which can work one of two ways, but I think we've seen over the course of the last 8 months, it's been a positive. And I'm not surprised that the two deals have been signed, but there was little things there kind of suggesting that it might not be straightforward. But the fact that it seems to be done, I think, is only a good thing.
That's available to listen back to now for free in your OTB Football podcast feed. And remember, click follow in your feed if you don't want to miss a thing. Seamus Coleman played his last game in an Everton shirt last weekend, but it remains to be seen if the 37-year-old will call time on his Ireland career. He said today that he hasn't looked at a new club and that he's looking forward to the two games for Ireland and then a holiday with his family. Dominic King, who's the Merseyside football reporter for The Telegraph, joined Owen Shahan on the football show last night, and he said that Donegal man is just someone you'd like to spend time with.
Looking at the words of one of his enemies is probably the first thing we can do to sum up how great a servant he has been for Everton. Enemy doing a lot of heavy lifting there, because I don't think Andy Robertson is the enemy of anybody, but certainly a Liverpool fullback. Going out of his way to speak so glowingly about Coleman on Sunday says a lot. Even the sort of lore of the 60 grand, the fact that that was at the tip of Robertson's tongue, says a lot about how famed Coleman is and his story is all across Liverpool.
Yeah, the thing about Seamus is that he's just, this might sound strange thing to say about someone who spent the last 17 years playing in the Premier League or playing for a Premier League club, but he's just a normal lad. He's a throwback. He's just someone that you like spending time with. He wears his, he carries his responsibilities. He's never been afraid of taking, you know, criticism or anything like that on board. He understands the duty that he had playing for Everton and representing Evertonians. And he's the very best of what football should be about, Seamus Coleman, in terms of his story, how he's conducted himself, the hurdles that he's had to clear. It's the kind of story that I don't think you'll see very often in the future. But he's just a credit to himself, his family and his club.
If you want to listen to that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Northern Ireland manager Michael O'Neill has signed a new 4-year contract extension. It means he'll stay in the role until 2032. O'Neill took on a dual role with Blackburn earlier this year and helped them avoid relegation from the Championship. He's managed Northern Ireland a record 104 times across two spells. The highlight was qualifying for Euro 2016, their first major tournament in 30 years. Ipswich striker George Hurst says his World Cup call-up by Scotland feels like a dream. He helped his club get promoted back to the Premier League and then received the news he'd be part of Steve Clarke's squad while he was away on holiday.
I was actually golfing in Portugal with a couple of mates at the time and had a putt for birdie and ended up making double. So, yeah, couldn't quite contain my excitement, even on the golf course, to be fair. So, obviously, over the moon, I couldn't believe it.
Wales boss Craig Bellamy says having defender Conor Roberts back fit again is a big help. The Burnley defender has been called up to the Wales squad for the upcoming friendlies against Ghana and Romania after being out injured for almost a year. Bellamy feels Roberts adds plenty to their group.
His ability, but also tactically, how aware he is when we need to adapt. He's definitely a coach on the pitch. So we've been monitoring him really well. And yeah, I look forward to him having a, you know, playing a part in these two games.
Crystal Palace manager Oliver Glasner hopes to finish on a high by lifting the club's first European trophy tonight. Last year's FA Cup winners take on Spanish side Rayo Vallecano in the Conference League final in Leipzig. Glasner, who'll leave this summer, says walking away from Palace with another piece of silverware would be like a fairy tale.
However the game ends, because it's sports, it's football, you never know. But I really enjoy it, and we all enjoyed this journey together. And yeah, we will give our best to get the happy ending.
Palace captain Dean Henderson says it would be a huge honour to lift the club's first European trophy. Henderson is hoping they can win it as a parting gift for Glasner.
The team's got a special connection with the supporters, and when I joined the football club, I felt like that was distant. I don't think that was in place, and it's good to see since the managers came in, we've built that rapport with the supporters, because I think it's important and they can really help us.
Kieran Dewsbury-Hall remains hopeful he can force his way into England's squad in the future. The Everton midfielder was in the initial 55-man squad for this summer's World Cup after an impressive debut season on Merseyside. The former Leicester and Chelsea man did turn down the advances of Ireland last year. He failed to make the 26-man squad for the World Cup, but would like to see Thomas Tuchel's side go all the way.
If you look at the team and the players, the quality is unbelievable. Yeah, he looks like he's got a good group there that's going to connect well. So a lot of good teams in the tournament, but you can never count England out, especially with the exciting players we've got. So yeah, fingers crossed that they do as well as possible, and yeah, see what happens.
Celtic goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel announced his retirement from football due to a shoulder injury after advice from surgeons. The 39-year-old revealed in March he needed an operation which would keep him out for a year. During his career, he won the Premier League and FA Cup at Leicester, two Scottish titles at Celtic, and he played at two World Cups and reached the semi-finals of the Euros with Denmark in 2021. Lauren Shanklin says it's a dream to join his boyhood club Rangers. The Scotland striker has signed a two-year deal at Ibrox after scoring 16 league goals for runners-up Hearts last season. The deal contains an option to extend his stay in Glasgow for another 12 months. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta was named the Premier League Manager of the Year at the LMA Awards last night. The Gunners held off the challenge of Manchester City to win a first league title in 22 years.
We fell short a few times, and actually winning it, it made it so special. So you've seen the reaction of all the Arsenal supporters around the world and what it meant to all of us. So I'm extremely proud of it.
Coventry manager Frank Lampard picked up the LMA Manager of the Year. It's an award voted for by his peers through the English professional leagues. Lampard beat a shortlist which included Mikel Arteta and Pep Guardiola after guiding Coventry back to the Premier League. And he says his renaissance at Coventry shows you can never give up.
I remember coming here 2 years ago. I watched it all, as we all do here tonight. And because of how I am, I was a bit envious. You know, I was out of a job and I wanted to win. I wanted to be back in. When I went into Coventry, I didn't believe that I'd be here in 18 months' time.
And Troy Parrott's first sit-down interview since Ireland lost in Prague will be dropping in your podcast feeds and on YouTube later today. The AZ Alkmaar striker sat down with Owen Sheehan to talk about the entirety of his career to date, including those special nights in Dublin and Budapest last November. Here Parrott opens up on how Stephen Kenny helped him when he was an under 21 international with Ireland.
I kind of felt like having that sort of manager at 21's level, and then at senior level, that was a real arm around his shoulder. Maybe not in an obvious way, but in a general sense for all the players. He was good for you as a human.
Definitely. I remember one time I was playing in the under 23s match in Tottenham, and I came off injured. I had to go to the hospital, I think, with my ankle. And he was there watching the game, and he came to the hospital after as well. So it's just stuff like that where he's just a nice human being.
Both episodes will be available to listen to in your OTB Football podcast feed this evening. And that's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB Football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.